welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and excited to be kicking off one of my favorite series that we do all year is our Wide Open World, which is kind of our mission series here at LifePoint. And today I want to read from a passage in John that I just love. It was a verse that I spent a lot of time memorizing a few years ago, and it's from John 20, 21, which was in the year 2021 was kind of a theme verse for me. And so let me read it for you. Jesus said to them, again, his disciples, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And here's what I love about this verse is sometimes we think when it comes to missions or being a missionary, we think that that's a specific call that God has put on a few people. And maybe even this passage, you think, oh, well, that's just Jesus telling these disciples, these, you know, his kind of inner core of disciples that he's sending them. But know that this reality, this call of being sent out by Jesus is for every follower of Jesus. And it's this reminder of kind of the why. Why does Jesus send us out? Because the Father sent him. And so because the Father sent Jesus here to this earth to live on mission, to seek and to save the lost, as his followers, we are to replicate that. We are to imitate that. And so what Jesus is telling his disciples, commanding them, is that as the Father sent him, he says, so I am sending you. And I want to highlight for us today is just our missionaries in Argentina, Chris and Rhonda Richards, how they have stepped into this call from God to go, that they embrace that the Father has sent Jesus and Jesus has sent them. And so they were sent out a few years ago alongside the International Mission Board, or the IMB, to Buenos Aires, Argentina, to go and engage that city with the gospel. And they were leveraging kind of this ESL, English kind of speaking. And so they were utilizing how to help this community in Buenos Aires learn English. And so as they did that, here's what happens, is they engaged the city with the gospel. They began building relationships, cultivating that. And what's amazing is when we start to engage the city with the gospel with some tangible needs, connecting with people, pointing them to Jesus, disciples are made. And they kept making disciples. And what ends up happening is when we engage the city, disciples become made, and we make more disciples, it seems that God births a church. And that's exactly what happened, is they didn't necessarily intend to really get a church going, but in the midst of that, as they engaged, as they served, as they began to just minister and partner with churches, there was a need. And this past Easter, April 20th, Chris and Rhonda launched their first church plant, Iglesia Evangelicia Bautista Diez Fuerte, Mighty God Evangelical Baptist Church. And it was birthed largely from God's work with their English club. And so that's just a great reminder for you and me that God has called us. He has sent you and I. It's what we talk about, one of our core values, right? That we're missionaries. And so that as God has sent us, we want to embrace that call. And so where is God sending you? How are you engaging your community with the gospel? How is it that you are embracing the relationships that God has given you? How are you embracing maybe the gifts he's given you, the experiences, the places where you work, the places where you go to school or your kids go to school? And how can you begin to leverage that as being a sent one from Jesus into that community, into that neighborhood, into that school district, into that travel sports team, into that extracurricular activity, into that workplace? That God, if you were to put on the hat of a missionary, how would Jesus engage the people around you with the gospel? Because that's exactly what he has done. And so let's just take a moment. Let's pray that we would begin to embrace this missionary mindset and just to pray for our brothers and sisters in Argentina with Chris and Rhonda and their endeavor to engage Buenos Aires and as well as the community, specifically on the north side in Nunez, with the gospel. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have sent us. Thank you for sending Jesus, and thank you for sending us, God, to go and embrace this same missionary call to seek and to save the lost. Thank you for Chris and for Rhonda, for their willingness, God, to go as we have sent teams there over the last several years, God, over 81 people have been able to participate from LifePoint and partnering alongside them in different ways, whether it's connecting in orphanages, Lord, whether it's just serving other ways. And God, as we've engaged that city, as they have engaged that city with the gospel, God, you have made disciples, you have made followers of Jesus. And God, when you make followers of Jesus, Lord, you birth churches. And so God, we're excited to be a part of that work. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to do far more than we could ask or imagine. And that God, you would keep prompting in our hearts how we can participate in that work. God, maybe going in the next year or two to be a part of this work. But God, most certainly this week and this year, God, to go into the places where you have been sending us, that we would see ourselves not just as kind of contributors to missions, but God, that we are a part of it ourselves, that we are goers. And so God, help us to go with the eyes of Jesus, Lord, living on mission, God, to share your good news, to make disciples, so that God, you continue to expand your kingdom, both here in Central Ohio, around the world. And God, we're grateful that we get to be a part of that. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a moment, would you pray, and specifically for Chris and Rhonda, as God is using them in Argentina? Let's pray.